It is excellent to see everybody. And this is our third opportunity for this week to spend some time in the Parsha. Sunday we had a chance to look at a Rashi, and Tuesday to look at a Ramban. And we'll end this evening, this series of three, with a Sefer HaChinuch for Thursday night. And, Parshas Kedoshim is such an incredibly rich mix of mitzvahs, such a exceptionally diverse mix of mitzvahs. It's a little hard to choose. But I want to take a look at tonight is the mitzvah Resh Tes Zayin 216, and it's the mitzvah of Peah. The mitzvah to leave Peah, a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael will take a brief peek at the opening paragraph in which the Sefer HaChinuch defines the mitzvah, and then we'll move pretty rapidly to our primary focus, which is the meaningfulness behind the mitzvah. And he says, "Laniach peah min atvua, to leave an edge in the produce growing in my field." Shne'emar le'aniv la'ger tazov osam. La'achar shazachar lo sechale pa'asadcha. First, the Torah says, "Don't." That sounds like a lav. Do not destroy the peah. Don't take it all for yourself. Instead, you have a mitzvah, le'aniv la'ger tazov osam, to leave them there for the poor and for the ger. He goes on to say the ger. A ger means a ger tzedek, a non-Jew converted to Judaism. Will often be someone who is financially less fortunate. Doesn't necessarily have to be that way. The Torah says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with a field, so I have a responsibility to use my field not only to provide for my own family, but to provide for others as well. And one of the ways in which I'm with, there are several matnos aniyim. There are several different matnos aniyim within the field alone, and one of them is peah. As a matter of fact, there's the mesechta that concerns in Zerayim, the second mesechta in Shas that concerns itself with the various matnos aniyim, is entitled Maseches Peah. It goes on to say, "Einin peah shi'aniyah ha'adam be'es shi'ikzor tevu aso." When it's harvest season, that would be coming up. It's already begun. Pesach time. To leave ma'at min atvua b'kitzei hasad. Leave a bit at the end. How much is a little bit is a good question. So he says, here's a good pun, ein le shiur ze shiur min ha-Torah. That which the shirayim I leave over, there's no shiur, there's no set amount min ha-Torah. That's the comment of the Tanan that we, that it's part of our Birkas ha-Torah. El dvarim she'ein lem shiur, ha-peya, ha-bikum, it's a Mishnah begin ma-sechas peya. Peah has no shiur min ha-Torah. There's no minimum, no maximum. But Chachamim said the Midi Rabbanon have a minimum of 1/60th. That's the basic din of Peah. Now, what's the meaningfulness of this mitzvah? Or to put it differently, as Sefer HaChinuch often crafted, Misharashe a mitzvah in the sense of how is this mitzvah supposed to shape me? Well, what's the goal of this mitzvah? So the Sefer HaChinuch has a refreshingly counterintuitive approach to the mitzvah of Peah, and perhaps to tzedakah and chesed in general. And that's why, although Peah in particular, if you're not a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael, we don't really have the opportunity to give Peah, but the perspective that he gives is something that reaches far beyond the specifics of growing barley outside of Metula. Misharashei ha-mitzvah, ki Hashem baruch hu ratza lios amo asher bochar, he does not begin by talking about need. He does not begin by talking about the other fellow has an empty cupboard. He says, you know what we're missing? We're missing midos tovos. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants his nation to be crowned with all sorts of midos tovos. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have blessed souls. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have spirits of generosity. And he says, I already wrote, for Karsafti famously, in Mitzvah Tazayin, Kimitoha Pu'ulos Tispael HaNefesh V'sihiya Tova. That actions shape our character. Actions shape our personality. The way I act becomes the way I am. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that originally, he's referencing here Mitzvah Tazayin, they have the whole series of detailed mitzvahs in Parshas Bo about the Karban Pesach that would have been the Kriyas HaTorah of the course of Pesach. The Torah has one detail after another detail about how you bring Karban Pesach, and the Sefer Chinuch keeps repeating sort of the same pismon, that this detail and that detail all meant to reinforce the belief in Yetzias Mitzrayim and the sense of divine majesty that Klal Yisrael got at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why, for instance, Mitzvah Tazayin is the not to break the bones of the Karban Pesach, Ve'etzem Losish Brubo. What's that all about? So Sefer Chinuch says, well, that's reinforcing, if I'm an aristocrat, so then I'm not gnawing at the bones in the way that I'm going to crack them. If I haven't eaten a decent meal in a very long time, so I'll be ravenously hungry when I get to eat mutton, when I get to eat Karban Pesach. The Torah says, make sure to eat it like a nobleman. Eat the Karban Pesach like a gentleman. Don't break any bones. Why is it so significant? Reinforcing that we are B'nai Melachim as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim. At that point, Sefer Chinuch says, I've been saying this again and again and again. One halacha after another halacha. All the halachas of Karban Pesach, it shouldn't be half-cooked, and you don't break the bones. All reinforcing why so much. And Sefer Chinuch says, the reason is, it can't just tell me the idea. Don't tell me the idea. I need to act out the idea. I just, read the idea, think about the idea, that'll make some impact. But if I act it out, if I'm acting that way, that's really going to craft who I am. Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachan al-vavos. My inside will be drawn after my outside. As he puts it here, mitoch ha-pu'ulos, coming back to the language of the Sefer HaChinuch here, in Parshas Kedoshim, mitoch ha-pu'ulos tispa'el ha-nefesh. The way I act, that will act upon my nefesh. My chitzonius will impact my pnimius. V'sachol birkas Hashem ba. And if I polish my neshama, if I polish my midos, I become the sort of person who's more capable of receiving birkas Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bless us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give us goodness. In order to shower goodness upon us in a maximal way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to develop into the sort of people, the sort of character who are ready to receive Birkas Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be generous people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be kind, sensitive people. Ein safek, the Sefer Chinuch goes on to say, ki bahosir ha'adam chelek ha'achem niperosav b'sadeh, says, without a doubt, if I'm going to set aside, I worked so hard for months on farming this field, and now finally it's harvest time, and I've sweated for this, and I set aside one area of the field that I'm not touching, and I leave it hefker that anyone who needs can come and take. It says ein safek, no doubt ki tireh benafsho sova ratzam v'ruach nachon umevorach. Says no doubt that I'm going to have a deep sense of satisfaction. Ki Hashem yizbarach hizbio betuva v'gam nafsho betuv talin. It says, I'm going to have a sense of inner satisfaction from having given. And he goes on to say, the flip side, the other side of the coin, if I bring in 100% of the harvest, I don't leave peya, I don't leave anything for others to enjoy. And he stresses, let's try to visualize this. The significance of peya in particular is ra'u ha-sadeh b'kamoseha. Remember, the grain was growing. This is not if I'm in agriculture, the check doesn't come in the mail. The check grows in public. My grain has been growing for weeks. Everyone's watched it. Everyone walked down the street, saw that it was coming up and it was getting fuller and more ripe. And the Evyonim in town, Yisavu Tava Eleha, Lamale Nashim Kireivu. They were salivating over this. It looked delicious. And I just take it all in, and I'm not empathetic. Yor Benafsho Bli Safik Roa Le V'Nefesh Ra. Megam Ra'a Tiva Oyu. So that's demonstrating an ill spirit, and it's going to generate an ill spirit. And it says, a lack of bracha will follow in its wake. That's the language of the Mishnah in Sir Sota, that Mida Keneged Mida. And he says, this idea that I gave you for Peya So all the other manasinim, same idea. Beautiful Sefer HaChinuch. Let's just stop for a moment to consider what he just said and what he just didn't say. We didn't hear a word about you giving tzedakah because other people need. Now that's what I would have said. You give tzedakah because there are people who are in need. And you also take care of them. In fact, he doesn't say that. He says, give tzedakah because I need to give tzedakah because of what it does to me, not because it does to them. They're getting gashmis. I'm getting ruchnis. He says, give tzedakah, you're doing yourself a favor. You give tzedakah because it's going to shape and polish you. It's going to shape your character. And he goes on to say, it's going to bring Birkas Hashem. And Birkas Hashem, he said in part, the sense of satisfaction that comes in its wake. He seems to understand that's part of Midi Keneged Midah. We're going to act in a certain way. We shape ourselves in positive ways by acting in positive ways so that we become Kelim Haru'im L'Birkas Hashem. It's a whole different perspective on doing for others. In doing for others, I'm doing for myself more than for them. And before we go, I want to show you something along similar lines in the Rambam. He also focuses on the way in which giving to others is not just giving to others, it's giving to myself. It's a very famous, the first half of this Rambam is very famous. Here we are, the second to last halacha in the Rambam of Hilchas Megillah. Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin, the penultimate halacha in Hilchas Megillah. The Rambam spent the majority of two parakim talking about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Then he spends a few halachas talking about the other three mitzvahs. Now Megillah there's no cost, no financial cost associated with it. I can be Yotze Mikra Megillah for free. I can listen to you read the Megillah. Right? But the other three mitzvahs all cost money. Mishalach Manos Matalos Avyonim Sudas Purim, obviously I need a budget for them. And the question is, if I can, there are minima for each. Let's say I have more than the minimum. I have some flexibility in terms of how I'm going to spend my Purim budget. So how should I allocate my discretionary Purim budget? So famous, the beginning of the Rambam is very famous. What's less famous is the end. Rambam writes, Mutav adam laharbos matan zevyonim, mi laharbos bisudas of shiloach manos lev. If I have discretionary Purim money, I should prioritize Matal Sevyonim over Mishloach Manos and over Sudas Purim. That's the famous part. And many fundraising letters before Purim will appropriately mention that Rambam. Rabbi Willig pointed out to us many, many years, probably over 20 years ago, that what's intriguing is the reason the Rambam gives. So you'd expect the Rambam to say, that the reason why you have to give Matan Zevyonim and prioritize that is because someone else's needs should come before my belly. It's very nice. I'm going to enjoy Sudas Purim. I'll give Mishloach Manos to my friends and they'll have a good time, you know. But you would think, okay, that's very nice, but my physical simcha takes a back seat to taking care of someone else's needs. That's what I would have thought. Someone else needs to come before mine. That's true, but it's not what the Rambam says. He says, "Shein sam," and I would stress, by the way, another aspect is that will hopefully apply. And it will apply once the closures roll back. We hope that will be sooner rather than later, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will let us know when that time is. And who do I invite to my table? Do I only invite for a Shabbos meal? My Shabbos meal is all about just hanging out with my three or four friends, or is it about reaching out, not necessarily financial need, but people haven't yet gotten to know someone else. Are my Shabbos meals just about the Mishloach Manos model, or the taking care of others model, getting to know new people, making other people feel welcome, and so on and so forth? So the Rambam says, why you prioritize Matan Zevyonim? He says, She'ein sham simcha gedola mefora ela l'sameach levanim v'yisom almanos v'gerim. He says, there's no greater simcha than the simcha of making others happy, making people feel whole again. That's the greatest simcha. In other words, it's not that I should put someone else's needs ahead of my simcha. That's true too. But the Rambam says, I'll get more. It's all, even in terms of this, my own simcha, I'll have greater, deeper, grander simcha from taking care of someone else's needs, from making someone else happy will make me far happier than just filling my belly. We're meant to do both on Purim. We are meant to enjoy the Sudas Purim. But we should understand that Matan Zion will be a greater source of simcha. Shem Samech, and he goes on to say it's because I'm plugging into Ribbono Shelom. And the simcha of eating and drinking is a part of Purim, but that simcha's haguf is finite. The simcha of taking care of others is the simcha of being like Ribbono Shelom, Dome L'Shechina. And that spiritual simcha, that simcha is infinite. And capturing the Rambam captures the idea that the Sefer Chinuch later wrote here, to understand that in giving tzedakah, I'm giving to others, but I'm giving so much to myself. I'm giving so much simcha to myself, the Rambam stressed, because I'm stepping into the divine model. And the Sefer Chinuch stressed that I'm shaping myself, I'm shaping my personality, and I'm shaping character, which is itself a bracha, and the bracha of Midos Tovos also opens me up to the bracha of simcha and satisfaction from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So which way the arrow points when I give is often an obvious. As much as I give, but I'm shaped more, the giver receives in a certain sense even more than the recipient does. And that perhaps is the overall theme of Kedoshim. Kedoshim is such a seemingly random array of mitzvahs. The sequence seems so random. And perhaps part of what the Torah is stressing is that Kedusha is to be found through the totality of Kiyum mitzvahs. In each mitzvah builds me, and each mitzvah makes me, adds an aspect to how I become more attuned to Ratzon Hashem and more open to connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the bracha that we hope he will continue to shower upon us. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining. It's so good to see all of you.